Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, I want to know what the hell happened. The hell I ain't get a damn reminder the motherfucking show was on. What kind of shit is that? It's all good. Shouts out to motherfucking 186 Deuce. I'd like to see my dog back up and running. Motherfucking Goofy Bone. See everybody over there. Old Computer Lady, Quiet Storm, Mother Knows, Uncle Ephesus. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hanging up in there. I see. That's what time it is. But, you know, today is Blow Off Some Motherfucking Steam Wednesday, man. You know, I love this show because I can pretty much get up on this bitch, say what the fuck I want to say by anybody around the world and not give a shit because it's my show. You know what I'm saying? So, but we do keep it clean and respectful, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a lot of bullshit going on out there, man. Well, you know, and that's what brings up this day. You know what I'm saying? It's hump day, people. Middle of the week, already got a half, you know what I'm saying? A nigga, it's the middle of the week, though. That's what's blowing me. And a nigga already got to blow off some steam, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to have this blow off some steam session. You know, whack-ass clubs, bullshit managers, cheap punk-ass customers. You know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of other crap, you know what I'm saying? It's time to put it on blast, you know. So if you got something to blow off, you know what I'm saying? Blow some steam off, then bring your ass. Hit me up, 347-237-5125, and that's what it do. You know what I'm saying? I'm hanging out at the club last night, TampaRap.com, man. We do it real big for indie open mic night. But we get to the motherfucking club, man. I am so sick of this bullshit. How the hell do you get to a club, and a club don't have no goddamn speakers in it? Well, no. They don't have no goddamn sound system. All right, they got speakers, but they ain't got no sound system, no mixer, no amp that really work. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the fuck popped off last night. So a motherfucker get mad at us because, shit, I mean, damn, what the hell we supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? We were about to shut the bitch down. Had to pay extra, you know what I'm saying, for another DJ to come in and bring his equipment in, which all that's going to end, you know what I'm saying? No offense to the other DJ, but. You know, I'm like, fuck that. I go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Y'all pay me straight up, you know what I'm saying? And I just bring all the fucking equipment, you know what I'm saying? You know, straight up. But, you know, motherfuck Coco's, man. Coco's Lounge, I know we talk about them a lot. And, you know, we promote them and pump them up a lot. But motherfuckers just get unappreciative, man. So when that does happen, you know what I'm saying? You just got to say, fuck it. And, you know, keep doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? That's just real nigga shit. So, yeah, we will be finding a new home for independent artists, man. So, all indie artists fucking with Record of Game Entertainment, TampaRap.com, you know, we will be finding a new home because it's just getting a little too ignorant, man. We coming up with damn, you know, $2,000-$3,000 equipment and motherfuckers throwing the microphones down and shit. I don't know what the fuck these pussy ass niggas think that shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like, they some fucking superstars or something. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas, real artists don't get on the stage and disrespect nobody's equipment. They know how to, you know what I'm saying, have some fucking mic etiquette. You got these old whack ass motherfuckers who want to get up there, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just disrespect the nigga's shit. You know, they have to cut that shit out, man. You know, and it ain't no black or white thing, because white folks will tear up your shit just as quick as niggas will. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a disrespectful thing. And that's what it's all about, man. So last night, you know, they were about to punch a motherfucker in their goddamn eye, you know what I'm saying, over some bullshit, man, because they don't know how to handle their bitch, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, man. Today I'll be cutting the show a little short. We're going to do an hour and a half show. I got to go and rescue one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my dog Art. You know what I'm saying? Just got out, fresh out. And gotta go buy him a bus ticket and shit to get my dog home. So, you know, I gotta cut out early, you know what I'm saying? The bus leave, I think like 2 o'clock. Damn, really, I might even need to cut this a bit shorter than that. Yeah. I don't know, he gonna get on his motherfucking bus today though. I know that. I was trying to get his ass out of there early, but you know what I'm saying, it's all good. Gotta head down to the Greyhound bus station, go ahead and book him a ticket. Y'all know Greyhound done set the game up on the buses, right? Yeah. Greyhound, let me hold on. Let me go ahead and get back to the get that to the beginning. Hold on. Yeah. Greyhound now has motherfucking Wi-Fi on the bus. Yeah. You got outlets on the bus to plug your cell phone and laptops and shit up. You got more leg room, seatbelt safety, and now they're eco-friendly. You know what I'm saying? New motor coaches. Yes, the future of bus travel has arrived. And they doing their thing. Shouts out to Greyhound. You know what I'm saying? Might make me want to catch a motherfucking little bus. But now I'm going to tell y'all motherfucking something. Boy, that Greyhound, that bitch might be a slow for sure motherfucking ride, but yeah, you can damn sure pretty much carry anything, and I mean anything, yeah, you want to. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind. I know I came through. I had some shit on me. I took a smoke break every motherfucking stop I can get to, you know what I'm saying? And you will be taking a million fucking stops. That bitch says 275 miles. Yeah, the bus leave at 2:10, bitch, you won't get home till 8:10. I mean, 10:10, excuse me. That's 8 hours on the motherfucking bus. Nigga. That's a long ass fucking time. Nigga. That's a long time. Yeah. I couldn't even see that, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Acapulco in the background. Big up to 186 Point Deucey, my dog back in action, you know what I'm saying? Popped in on the show, which of course he wasn't there, but everybody else was hanging out still, you know what I'm saying, wondering, looking like a chicken with the head cut off. Some shouts out to Mr. Pewter Lady, this Quiet Storm, Mother Knows, Uncle F, everybody over there hanging out on the show, Loretta, you know what I'm saying, see y'all hanging out. You know, some of you punk motherfuckers don't want to come over and hanging out with Spells Look Good, but it's all good. Sons of bitches, you know what I'm saying, still love all you motherfuckers, man. That's real. What'd you say, Acapulco?
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Acapulco, aka Captain Grabber Booty, aka Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now I gotta give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run
keep
that.
Saying play ride. That goddamn shit called Ride. But of course we don't have no motherfucking song called Ride, because the Ride song was for the movie Fast and the Furious. And yeah, my nigga, that's a little old. So I just want to play some new shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. This is Blow Off Some Steam Wednesday, man. 347-237-5125, man. You got some shit on your brain, man. Let's go.
And do exactly what them freaks do. Damn. She act a fool. She a beast with it. Beast. Tattoos on her ass and some nice titties. Lacking off some pheromones. Ain't no time to postpone. Say she ready now. Take her to the room and get it on. What your favorite position is, from the back through you think you can handle it? Well, go ahead and turn around, pull off them panties in. All the lovers that you had, bet I'll be your favorite. She don't care about the pain, little mama keep taking it. Like to watch herself, so she got a nigga taking it. She was doing things to me that I ain't never had it. You know the sex the best when you're messing with a crazy chick.
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck. I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck.
She like it sweaty, she like it rough, she breathing heavy, she bought the nuts, went in the dresser, grabbed the handcuffs, and said you won't regret it, you better man up, and what she did next, something that I love, she went down, you know the rest bruh, and when she came up, this is what she said,
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck.
Chase. It's fucked up how these niggas still gotta hate. So I play 64 with rise. I'm real about to cry. I'm always gonna shine. Been married to the night. Go to hell about mine. But better yet, I still ball. Buy them all. Hoes, fuck them all. Money, I'm getting it all. I done took over the city. I stay creeping, never sleeping. Looking to put your niggas in your place. How you put this on the next episode of Mission Without a Trace? Yeah, that's how we do.
Fuck what you heard, bruh.
Shit, I like finer things.
What?
All of the flashy things. Nigga, ain't nobody real as me.
No,
tell I'm a real ass G. For sure.
Fuck what you heard.
Fuck what you heard, bruh.
We them niggas that be hustling that you heard of. The mission is to shine. Focusing on our grind. Our money on our mind. So pussy nigga, just
fuck what you heard.
That's real, man. That's the anti-social right there representing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck with you, heard, man. Go ahead and get my porn music. Uh-oh. Got somebody done calling in. Let's see what's happening. Y'all, hold on. Let me walk over here real quick. See somebody out of my dizzo. You know what I'm saying? Timmy, get your punk ass out the way, boy. Get your ass on out the way. Sorry, y'all. Seen somebody on up in here. Let me see, this thing gonna pop a lock. 631, you was live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, crute, crute to you. We my dog.
I was in the chat room and you said it's blow off some steam.
Oh, this is Miss Pretty Kit Cat. Pretty Kitty Cat. Why they call you that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, wow, I can't tell that.
This uncut, uncensored, so you saying that on the right show, girl, because if it's what I'm thinking of, you know what I'm saying.
Well,
yeah.
The name is self-explanatory. I'll just keep it like that.
Man, I'm talking about. Where you repping out of? What's the 631?
Long Island. New York.
Oh, NY. Oh, shit, you cold in a motherfucker, girl. I know you. What, you in the basement right now? Yeah.
No.
trying to dodge them 55 inches. Yeah.
Oh man, it's so cold out here. It's crazy. It's scary. Tell me, it's very scary.
Damn, you got the shorties in the back. I know they can't go to school with nothing. Ain't shit shut down.
No, nothing ever closes in New York. I mean, you have to,
what?
Like, yeah. I mean, if anything, they'll delay anything about 2 hours, but they don't ever close down anything. No way.
And motherfuckers still be outside and that shit.
And they still be outside. And they'll tell you that nobody used to come on the road, and you'll still see people on the road any damn way. Like jackass.
Okay, let me ask you something, because I had this on. This is what I covered on the show yesterday. Are you a club person? Do you still go out to clubs and stuff?
No.
You're a club person, okay. I had to ask that because I hit a shorty in the background, so I probably ain't had that much time to be doing that no more. But I had raised the question of, you know, why females go to the club dressed like in their summer clothes in the wintertime?
Oh, because, you know, they want to try to impress somebody. You know, they think that's the way to impress somebody, and especially if they think they look good, they want to show off what they got and see who's the hottest and, you know,
I'm saying,
pick up something from the club and,
but
all that nonsense.
But the niggas in the club is dressed like snowmen.
Yeah, because the men don't worry about that. The men know that it's going to be plenty of chicken heads for everybody to get somebody, you know, to get something from. So the men don't have to do all that. The women are the ones who lower their standards and have to go all out that.
You know, to me, honestly, winter clothes is some sexy-ass clothes, if you're going to get the right clothes. I mean, when women put them damn little fur boots on and all that with the little tight pants, you feel me? I mean, imagination is a motherfucker. And once you take that away, what do you have?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Who cares? There's definitely a feel of desperation in the club scene. You know, people acting desperate. Look at how they dance. They on the dance floor dancing like they're having, you know. It's stupid. It's crazy.
It's called Mapuka. It's an African dance called Mapuka. Mapuka is, yeah, that's how in Africa the women actually court the men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By doing the, and that's why, you know, we be wondering, we talking about this nasty and all this. It actually ain't, that's just our culture. Dancing with our ass and all that, that's actually our culture in Africa. That's how the men select they soon to be mates. You know what I'm saying? The women actually stand in front of, you know what I'm saying? It's three men, three women stand in front of them, and then they basically have a dance off. And, you know what I'm saying? It's all the dances that they do. I mean, they all dancing down on the ground, but it's cultural. It ain't like what you see up in the club, but it is what you see up in the club.
Right, right.
But that's
okay,
our culture,
but,
yeah.
But see, the message is still the same. While a woman stands in there and winding her ass and all that in front of a man, I mean, he can only think one thing.
But that's courting. It's courting either way it goes. It's still a form of courting. You know what I'm saying? It's still a form of, you know, I'm trying to get your attention either by any means necessary.
And it's a pretty low form. I would think that even in Africa, some of the men may evolved to a more respectful way of.
No,
working.
But I'm saying, but listen, I can't compare Africa because I'm saying these women are in, you know, they fully clothed, you know what I'm saying? They're in the African wear, and they do it like a ceremony. You feel me? This is not something that, you know, they just at the bar, you know what I'm saying? Three women coming to the bar and they trying to dance for the dude. I mean, this is like a ritual that they have before they select their mates. You know what I'm saying? They don't just go out there and just grab a chick and, you know what I'm saying, and start banging and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It is an actual tradition, you know what I'm saying, of how to select a person, you know what I'm saying, select your female.
So they still doing that to this day? I mean, what part of Africa is that? Is that somewhere like real far, some, you know, in the jungle somewhere? I mean,
that's African practices. That's just a tradition. Hold on, I'll look it up.
It's different parts of Africa. I mean, it's so many countries,
yeah,
you know, on that
on.
Continent. Yeah.
I got you. Hold on, woman. You coming to the right show. Coming to the right show. I don't like to talk about it. I just like to show you and be about it. Let's see. But anyway, yeah, today is you know, blow off from steam Tuesday, you know, I mean Wednesday, because I work at the clubs, you know what I'm saying? I'm a DJ at the club, so that's my main motivation for having these, you know, blow off sessions, because these whack-ass motherfuckers in the club. You know what killed me? Motherfucker come up to me in the club, I sell a little cigarettes and stuff in the club, you know what I'm saying? Nigga gonna walk up to me. I don't give a damn, nigga, if I've known you 40 years. I don't want to hear no come up to me talking some dog, let me get a poke, dog, on my face.
I don't even know what that is. But
wow. On my face, I understand slang and shit, like, but sometimes you don't, you know, some words you just, bro, just let me get a cigarette on credit, you know what I'm saying, put it on me, you feel me, put it on, you know, put it on the books or something, but you don't, what?
Yeah. well, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, well, you should know
the slang. You're young. You should know the slang. I'm, you know, but, you know, down here in the South, you know what I'm saying, we come up with a different word every single day for the same shit.
What part of the South?
Huh?
What part of the South?
I'm in Tampa. 813, you know
Tampa?
What I'm saying? Represent.
You said Tampa?
37, yeah. 813, Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County, if you get us wrong.
Oh, okay.
You saying that like you been down here or something. You know, came down here trying to suck up some sunshine and shit?
Nah.
You wanted to snow birds.
I'm going to go to Tampa. Nah, I have to go to Orlando or Miami where it's popping. I want to go to Tampa.
Yeah. It really ain't. Nah. The music scene, yeah. But I mean, as far as the like party scene, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Miami and Orlando ain't even really the party scene. They more of a Walt Disney World tourist bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't even really go down there half stepping because the police be so heavy on you, trying to protect them old ass white folks. You know what I'm saying? That shit. And they ain't cool. They protect the elderly now, cause the elderly is the ones that fall for all that what the hell is it? Timeshare bullshit. Yeah, buy a timeshare and and wait 100 years to use that motherfucker before you're dead and shit. Man, please.
That's
yeah,
where the investors are. They investing their money in some good shit, and only people who got money gonna be a part of it.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. To me, that timeshare crap ain't hell no. I invested in that one time, and I mean, anybody who requires, I mean, they don't even want to sign no papers unless you put $200 deposit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to put. I think it was 10%. But the place was like $2,000. Something like that. They blew it up to make it sound real good, like you really gonna own something. But then when you actually look at it, you ain't owning shit. But you just renting out a long term hotel room, basically.
Yeah.
That you can only get 2 weeks out of the damn year. Shit. That ain't worth it. That ain't worth it. I mean, the key to it with me is, like, if you come down to Orlando, you know what I'm saying? What you do is go to like one of them little. It don't matter where you go. One of them motherfuckers is gonna hit you up. I took my old lady down. This was years ago. You know what I'm saying? When I was with somebody, we went down there because first thing they're gonna do is ask you. You know what I'm saying? Do you got a spouse or something like that? So you got to lie. Like my husband at the dentist eating or something with the kids. You know what I'm saying? No matter. Okay, well, bring him along. Boom. When you get there, my husband couldn't make it, but I'm going to go on through this thing with him. He'll be here at the end of the meeting. You know what I'm saying? They're going to take it through the whole tour. Most places pay you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Most places pay you $100 to come and just to hear their little presentation. Other places offer you free nights. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where you come and hear the presentation, and you know what I'm saying? We'll give you two nights. A night free to stay here. You know what I'm saying?
That's
tonight.
What I
want
to do. I want to go there.
I'm telling you. These old folks is not sleeping now. I don't think that they sleeping. What these old folks do is they spend their time all day going to seminar to seminar to seminar to seminar. And it don't matter. You ain't got to sign crap. You just got to go for them 90 days to get whatever little special perk that they want to give you. I mean, for the 90 minutes. I mean, you talking about your whole day, you can go 90 minutes here, leave. Go right next door, 90 minutes here, go right next door. And I mean, somebody either going to give you $100 or somebody, and they all going to feed you free all day. All of them feed you. I mean, while they riding you around, they going to give you free lunch and all that. You going to eat. I'm telling you, it's really.
You can send me some of those to my email.
It's a scheme. You feel me? But then it's not a scheme. It's just a way of life. It's a way of living. If you can figure it out, I promise you, you really don't have to pay for shit in Orlando.
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Doing things like that and not having to pay for shit.
And you
that's
you know,
what's up right there.
You know, but
that is why
it is so many old white people down there. They got that game down.
Yeah.
They got the game.
Well,
I promise you, they got
the game down.
They got the game down. Yeah, even with like special events and all that, like they got the classes that come down here, and you know what I'm saying? You got, why go and buy a hotel? Go to the Shoney's, you know what I'm saying? Get there either day early or early so you have enough time to go through these little, you know what I'm saying, 90-minute seminars, and then be like, hey, well, I just want to, you know, check your place out tonight, you know what I'm saying? Can I get a room for tonight? They're going to give you that shit right then and there because they want to keep you up in that mug. I promise you. And you can do that. Check out the next day. Go to another place. Hey, I just want one night here. You know, go to it. I'm telling you, you can do that all weekend long. Plus, have money in your damn pocket by hitting up these little 90 minutes. All it takes is your time, and you won't never have to sign nothing. Go in with it.
Yeah,
and they're gonna make
they
it sound
usually,
good.
But they usually will have you. Like the promotions that are online for those things on TV. When you call them, they'll tell you to you know, you pay for your airfare, and then they'll give you a discount. Like you can stay for like 3-4 days or something like that, or four nights, or whatever, at a hotel.
Yeah, they
for
do
only
that
like
too.
$100, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I've had well, when I actually signed my thing, they gave me a book. I mean, a whole like packet. Like I was a salesman for their ass. And inside the packet, I mean, I had like 10 things for one night stays. You know what I'm saying? 10 free one night stays. I had 4 days and 3 nights for $129.
Yeah, but see, one of the keys to those things are that you can only use one free vacation per year. So unless you want to use somebody else's name and gossip,
yeah,
on her,
see, that's how they gonna keep the track. Yeah, so you ain't gonna keep coming back talking about next week. Well, I want to use this one night. I want to use this one night. Now I got to fold it. Ain't done, because they're going to keep track of it. You know what I'm saying? As you redeem them. You know, they
yeah.
Credit card, it really is just a credit card. They ain't even about, you know what I'm saying, anything else. It's the credit card. But everything you got to do, you got to put on the credit card. And that's how they keep a track of you. Man, I'm telling you, though, it's a hard scheme. It is a real, and it's everywhere, though, not Orlando. I mean, everywhere they do that timeshare shit, every single popular tourist spot that do that timeshare shit, you can get away with that. I promise you. I don't give a damn where you at. I might have to write me a book and start doing that shit my damn self. Fuck you. Fall off the map. You're like, damn, where this nigga at, man? Nigga, I'm in Orlando. What the fuck you doing in Orlando? Nigga, I'm timeshare hopping, nigga. I ain't buying a motherfucking thing. I got $2 in my pocket, and I'm trying to come home with $200.
Yeah.
And full.
That's
you know what I'm
right
saying?
There.
For real, man.
Live for free. Do things like that for free as much as possible.
See, the white man know all the ins and outs. You know what I'm saying? Black folks is just the one, and everybody else.
Yeah,
so
we
sounds
spend
like
up all
you're Hispanic.
We spend up
Hispanic.
All our money.
Yeah.
And they know how to do things for free, and we spend up all our money, and we the poorest people there is.
Let me ask you something. You native? You born and raised in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. You been anywhere else?
Out of the country, you mean?
Yeah.
I've been to Jamaica a long time ago. That's about it.
Everybody go
really
motherfucking
Jamaican
shit. Trying to find your old Mandingo and shit, walking on the beach. You know what I'm saying? With his shit over his shoulder. Nah, hell nah. You fell into that old trap too, huh? All right. It's all good. Oh, good. I understand. Uncle F, shout out to Uncle F up in the building, man. See, he just popped off up in there, you know. So what you do, I mean, you know what I'm saying, as far as you being snowed in or whatever, because y'all got that 55 inches too, right?
No. Right now, most of the snow is pretty much gone, but, you know, it's still cold as hell. Well, not as hell, but it's cold. Very, very cold.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what you black Puerto Rican?
I'm black.
Yeah? Damn, you got an accent heavy as hell. Well, I don't know. I ain't never been to New York, so, I don't know. A New York accent. I guess an up north accent. Sound like you
yeah.
mixed with Puerto Rican, though.
Nah, my mother's from Tennessee. She was part Indian, white, and black. And my dad is Indian, but they're from South Carolina.
Damn, sound like Obama, girl. You ain't Obama, Ms. Obama.
Yeah. No,
you all mixed up in there. That's what I'm talking about. You got a little melting pot going on.
Yeah. Since my skin is kind of like on a honey brownish side, I just call myself black. It's easier to say black. Whatever. I know my mixed. None of us pure anyway.
Know that. No cat. No cat.
I have something that I want to get off my chest.
There we go.
And,
wow, I almost said something else, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm finna be gender correct up in here. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, get it off your.
Okay.
Get it off your Chappelle. Yeah, there you go.
I did a friend of mine a favor. This is an ex of mine. We have a child in common, and he's out of work, and he was down there in Tampa where you are. For about a year.
Oh,
and
shit. You know this home of deadbeat dads down this motherfucker is. Niggas need to walk around with t-shirts. Yes, I'm a deadbeat dad. So, for real.
Oh,
fuck child support and all that. Just, bitch, you got to walk around with a t-shirt. Yes, I'm a deadbeat dad. That way, if any female want to still fuck with you, then she need to walk around. Yes, I fuck with a deadbeat dad. T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
too. And y'all walk
hand in hand.
With
he
y'all
was down there like
ass.
That, putting a little cream in his coffee. He was down there like that. You know, it's all good, though. But, you know, he's an ex, and he's an ex for many reasons. But I decided, you know, I'm going to try to help him to help me, because I need help. He need help. He's out of work. I'm out of work, but I have a home. I have a car, and I can get around. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know what? I know he's no pervert or not like that. And the worst thing about him is probably that he likes to smoke cigarettes or whatever. But I told him,
that's real
know,
bad.
I'm gonna try to help
bad.
You.
That's
I
real
said,
bad.
you, I'm gonna pay for your ticket to come to New York, and I'm gonna let you stay with me. And I said, I need you to be committed to staying here for at least 2 years while I go to school. And I help you get your license. I help you, you know, whatever he needed help with, you know, his medication, getting any kind of assistance for his heart problem that he had or whatever. I was going to be committed to helping him in those ways and helping him get his license, you know, whatever it was, you know, I was going to do that for him. So he gets here, and it's like as soon as he got here, everything was like back to the way it was when we were together. But when things were bad, all the feelings came back, and I couldn't really take seeing him like that. He wasn't really bothering me too much. Actually, he was a help. He ended up staying here for 1 week. What was supposed to be a visit, a 2 year stay turned out to be a 1 week visit. And that was because when he got here, I explained to him, I said, what the heck, you know, you smoke cigarettes. I said, well, you're going to have to smoke outside if you want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, you got the baby one around. What kind of shit is that?
He can't smoke in my house. I don't smoke.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
smoke.
Just saying, even with the kids,
drink,
though, I mean, why
know?
Why you feel me, would you want to smoke around the kids, though, period? You know,
right,
even
not.
If you come into a relationship with kids around, you should just have the common sense that, damn, it's infants around. Let me take this nasty shit out. It's like that commercial talking about people don't want to smell your bad gas. And the people thinking about it, it's a fart. No, it's that nasty-ass motherfucking poison cigarette that bitches like to smoke in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Without, anyway, that is not an issue. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, so I let them, I explained to him that he had to go outside to smoke. You know, he knows I don't smoke. He said something that he already knew. I never smoked anything. So one morning about 4 o'clock in the morning, I smelled cigarette smoke in one of the bathrooms. And I went
airport,
in there.
Airport move. Get your ass off the airplane smoking. Don't you see the light on?
Like that. I didn't do it like that. First of all, see, I asked him. I said, well, I said, I smell cigarette smoke. Were you smoking? He said, no, that's the oven.
No, let me
you
tell
know,
you something.
And the first
nigga time, like me, nigga like me, I would have kicked in the door. I would have smelled that shit instantly, and that shit would have got me up like a 4-alarm fire. I would have been standing at the door with my motherfucking nose like pressed on the door. So as soon as you open that bitch, I scared the shit out your ass. You gonna be like, oh shit, why you do that? Cause bitch, you should have been smoking in my motherfucking house. Get your ass out of here with them goddamn cigarettes. What the hell going on? Don't give a shit if it's 55 goddamn inches of snow. Get that shit outside. Fuck that shit.
You know, that's funny. It's funny because when I approached him and I said, when he told me it was the oven, and I looked at him like, you must be crazy. Then he goes, oh, yeah, well, I did smoke a cigarette. So what, you want me to go outside? I'm like, yes.
Like,
yeah, I know it's cold out there. At that time, it was like 27 inches of snow. Yeah, you better still carry your ass outside. You gonna smoke around my kids. You don't smoke
or hang
here.
The damn, or hang your head out the window or something, but.
Nah, he had to go totally outside. Like, outside, close the door, put your coat on, go on the driveway, something like
real
that.
For real.
Keep the smoke away. We don't do that here. So, I let that one go, and the next thing he did, he went in the bathroom like 2 days later, and he broke the mirror to the medicine cabinet. Like, how you break big on a mirror? What happened in my bathroom?
Yeah, what the hell? You wrestling with yourself? The
that's
hell
what
is that?
I'm trying to figure out. I like to know what the hell happened. Mind you, he doesn't have any money to pay for a new medicine cabinet door. So I have to put up a whole new medicine cabinet.
Is he a looker?
He told me that the screws were loose. I said, the screws are not loose. We've been living
here
for 4 years.
His screws are loose. Exactly. I don't know about the cabinet, but is this brother a looker? I mean, is he a looker? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, looks can break mirrors, too. You know what I'm saying? He could have been one of them. Been one of them ugly moments, you know what I'm saying? He could have been one of the ugly moments and, you know, went ahead and took that mirror on out, you know.
Yeah, he's a looker.
Oh,
a looker.
You're a looker.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You don't really need the lookers around, too. You, every time when I say a looker, you know what it reminds me of? Oh, yeah. That good old New York stripping music right there, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Male gigolos to females, it don't matter. They're all under the same damn sun.
What is all that noise?
Oh, that's my stripping music right there.
Oh my God, it's so loud.
Oh, sorry. That's my stripping music. Sorry about
that. I could barely hear you. It's okay. I could barely hear you though. But all the while he was laying there. All right, so we had the cigarette incident, we had the mirror incident, and all through the time that he was there.
Wait, you say y'all was married? You say y'all was married?
No.
Oh.
No, I said we had the mirror incident, mm-hmm. where it broke, and then a little while after that, he was always on the computer, like, day in and day out. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go get some water. He's on the computer, just all the time on the computer. And I know that he was looking at pornography. So now
well, damn,
have,
give him some pussy.
Huh?
Give him some pussy.
No, he can't get that.
Oh, well, then don't worry about him looking at no porn.
No. Nah. He should have had a laptop. He should have came to New York with a laptop so he could look at what he want to look at.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you got
kids,
that shit.
That's my whole thing now. Adult brothers out there, men with the porn shit. Okay, that's cool with your personal preference, but yeah, when you come into the house, because that's what pisses me off. When I go to a couple of people different houses and they got kids, the personal computer that you use. You motherfuckers don't know shit about computers enough to where you can go on motherfucking porn sites and shit and then leave your computer and then you're not worried about another kid coming right behind you going
right,
into your goddamn
right.
recycle bin or your search history and pulling that same fucking site back up. That is
yeah.
the problem. It's not a
yeah,
problem right. of the porn. It's the problem of the kids being way fucking smarter than you on goddamn computers. So where you done thought you set up there and erased some shit or you know, that you know, put a block up on some shit. No, they gonna come right back and surf around and boom, 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 and get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what happened. One of my sons, actually, two of my sons, caught him in there on the computer. And when they went in there, all they saw was a big ass on the computer, and he like talking to these chicks on the internet. And calling, you know, I guess whoever, porn chicks, whatever the heck they are. And so what I did was I only had one computer in my house, so I took my, I unplugged, disconnected the computer, and I put it in my room, in my drawer, and I went out, and I was gone about an hour and a half, and when I came back, as I pulled into the driveway, I saw him, like, hurry up, get up, and run. I'm like, well, I'm not holding
the goddamn
computer.
Hell, fuck
you. He went into my bedroom. In my bedroom. He's not my man. He went into my bedroom, got the cord out the computer, and connected it and was doing whatever he was doing on there. And that was the last straw. So I told him when I got in the house, I said, was anybody on my computer? And then he said, oh yeah, well, I had to use it. I said, but so you went into my room, into my drawer, in my personal business, and got the cord out. Well, yeah, I had to use it. I said, nah, you got to go. So now, like, my daughter that we have in common, she's upset now because her father's not here now.
Man, shit. I mean, yeah, and that's going to be some hard explaining and shit to where, you know, baby, I had to get that deadbeat motherfucker up out of here. But you'll learn when you get older, don't fuck with no men that ain't in your best interest.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. They're your father or uncles or whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Some people, you just
yeah,
got to,
definitely.
You know, got the fuck
yeah,
off. That, and that's what throws a monkey wrench in it too now. Because now she's sitting up there trying to hold aggression against you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you really did what you were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And by even reaching out like that, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, motherfuckers pulled that old whole roll too by trying to bring the kids into the situation. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you gonna do that? You gonna do that for in front of her? You gonna do? Fuck that! Get your ass the fuck up out of here, male or female. Get your ass the fuck up out of here. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
And you know what? It was. I think it was. You know. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I think to even consider taking my ex back into my house so we can try to help each other. I think that would have helped us both in the long run. But he couldn't even take care of things long enough to where we couldn't even got anything established. Not as a couple, but I mean, I could have got back in school. He could have got him a job. You know, that was the whole purpose of the deal.
If that was the case, you wouldn't have had to fly his ass up there anyway.
Huh?
I said, if that was the case, you wouldn't have had to fly his ass up there anyway. You feel me?
You know, you're right about that. And that's money. That's my money wasted.
Yeah, if that was the case, you wouldn't have to. He would have been excited and, you know, trying to figure out a way to get up there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Damn, that's a fucking bus if that's the case. If you that excited about coming back and really making something work, I would have had my motherfucking ass on a Greyhound bus. $50 goddamn, you know what I'm saying, one way. Because I ain't coming back anyway. I don't need a round trip. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he ain't do that. No, when I was trying to, actually, I even thought that he should have took the bus up, but he was so persistent about taking a plane. So when I would get the flight that I could afford to send him on, he would switch it because he wanted to get on a nonstop flight. Something I left earlier on that nonstop flight. Like, damn, like, nigga, you don't have any money to help.
Dude, you
don't have any
first
anything.
Class
you won't be
though.
In my house eating my food. I'm going to be paying the electric bills, paying for your medication, doing all of this. And you can't, I'm putting all of you to my pay. You can't take what I can give you. You want to try to, you know, make accommodations as if you fly in first class. Like you got it like that.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to put to the table. You can't put a nickel to my court. Can't put a nickel to my quarter, and he's trying to call shots. And that was the other thing that he did that got on my nerves. Then he started trying to tell me what I need to be doing in my neighborhood house. He started telling me about what my kids should be doing. I was like, this, he got stuff real twisted. He has shit real twisted. So I'm so glad, but
honestly though, you kind of let him get to that point. You really did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, even by for the simple fact was, damn, this bitch done flew me all the way back to New York.
Yeah.
Is this bitch crazy? I done fucked the over. I'm just coming to your blood raw from the male point of view of it now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but damn, the whole time over here. All right, well, fuck it. I don't know what the hell she want, but fuck it. I'm gonna come on back. I ain't doing shit. I ain't got shit to do. Shit, she gonna pay for it. Fuck it. Let me go on back up here. The shit lasts. If not, fuck it. I'm coming back home. So, I mean, it's, you know, one thing about me, I say you never go back. Never go back. Fuck an ex. Fuck an ex friend. Fuck an ex anything. If it's an ex, then goddamn leave the big ex over that motherfucker. Leave it alone. Ex means no good. Bad product. Bad anything. And anytime you see crossbones in an ex, what the fuck it means? Bad. Leave that shit alone. It sound good, but it is not good, man. I've been there. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie, I've been there. Went with this chick for 3 years, you know what I'm saying? End up fighting a baby daddy to kick the nigga up out the house. You know what I'm saying? Got up in the house. Motherfucker got me selling weed, powder, crack. I'm selling everything around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Wanted me to start doing powder and shit. The pussy wasn't that good. You know what I'm saying? Shit, no. It was good, but it wasn't that good. I don't, you know, I smoke weed. I don't do all the other shit. So fuck around, you know, after being 100 shit and 3 years, you know what I'm saying? She wanted a little bit more than what I was kind of, you know, offering at that time. I'm trying to get my business and all this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I was 22. She was, you know what I'm saying, what, 32 or 30, something like that. You know, a couple of years older than me. So, you know, I was like, shit, this was a cool situation. But getting into that situation, man, that shit brought me the fuck down. I mean, all my goals and shit I set for me, you know what I'm saying, you know, wasn't what the hell she wanted. So, therefore, when I tried to go ahead and accommodate her a little bit, yeah, she seen that. She took advantage of, okay, well, fuck it, I'm going to take everything. And which is what she tried to do. She tried to take, you know, not just my manhood. She tried to take my business sense, you feel me? She tried to take everything about me personally, like all my friends and shit. She was one of the ones that tried to, oh, you can't have no fucking friends hanging around you. You feel me? All that kind of old crazy shit, which me, I'm just a real nigga. I don't play none of that shit. You know, I live for the Lord, and that's it. Nobody else, not even for my mama. You know, I live for the Lord. So anybody else can kiss my ass. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's what happened. But after me getting out of that shit, you know what I'm saying? She had some good head, I ain't gonna lie. So she used to motherfucking sneak by, you know, well, I ain't gonna say sneak by, but she'll come by my motherfucking block when I'm out on the block hustling, selling my little music and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, basically do the old seducing bullshit right there on the block. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm single. I'm still single. You know what I'm saying? So coming to a single man like that, hey, you know what I mean? Getting your rocks off, yeah, let me go ahead and do that. But mentally, that shit was a fuck up. You feel me? Because it kept her in the loop, and it kept her thinking that, damn, all I got to do is, you know what I mean, suck him up a little bit, and he going to come back in the situation. He going to be there. He going to do, no. But I found myself back into the goddamn house, you know what I'm saying, for a couple of more months, you know what I'm saying, until another nigga came along to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, complete my job of what I didn't want to do. You know, and all that old shit that she was trying to live through. But, yeah, you got to be careful, man. You really got to be careful, you know, especially when you deal with, you know, and it seemed like it was the best fucking situation that you can ever been in, but then it turned out to be the worst, you know. Yeah. And then with your situation, you got the kid mixed up.
Well, me and him, we wasn't rocking on no kind of level outside of a friendship level. That's it. That's all it was. That's all it could ever be. That's all it could ever be. I was never thinking about him in that way. Oh, no. Been there, done that. That's over. I really tried to look out as a friend, but I guess that wasn't good enough for him. You know, so.
Oh, that's real.
That's it. But, you know, too, when you have an ex or you with somebody and y'all keep going back dealing with each other on a sexual level and everything, that's really not good, because if it ain't meant to be, it ain't meant to be. Sometimes you just got to let it go, no matter how good, you know.
Well, that's the same thing as getting into a relationship on the basis of sex. If you got a dumbass nigga, I mean, with no education, no book sense, no nothing kind of sense, but he just got some good dick, that ain't going to get you no fucking way in no relationship. If a woman can't motherfucking, you know, have no management about herself, she can't multitask, she nasty, you know, not a clean person, but then she got good pussy, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? What does all that outweigh? What is that, you know what I'm saying, what is that weigh up evilly? It does.
Yeah.
The bullshit is way down there while you putting the pussy and the dick on a pedestal like it means something. But that's why they make dildos and fake pussies, so you can take care of yourself artificially without another motherfucker. Really?
But what about the women? What about the women who are nice? They can cook. They clean. They got a good job. They got a good education. But pussy is boring. Pussy is not doing nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, still, in the end, you know, sex ain't everything. Because what you're going to learn, when you motherfuckers get older, you're going to stop having sex after 50 years old. And it's going to be more being together than it is trying to knock the bottom out of each other.
After 50.
I give it after 50. Because, I mean, if you've been with a woman over 20 years, you feel me? I mean, damn, now you've been with a man over 20, y'all been doing a lot of fucking in 20 years. So, you know, after a certain period of time, yeah, pussy does start being the same, dick does start being the same, So what we got to do? We got to switch up either our surroundings or where we fucking at, not the people we fucking. You feel me? And then just switch up our whole little, you know, sexual little thing that we do. People don't do that, though. People are like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm 50 years old. I got to go find some new pussy, some 25-year-old pussy that you can't keep up with. You know what I'm saying? And that 25-year-old pussy or dick go ahead and put you in the dirt, take all your money, and now you're right back looking for that same 50-year-old motherfucker who you can keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I mean, right now, yeah, the sex sounds good. It sounds good. Man, please, you got to think about that long run, though. Who you want to settle down with? You know, who would be comfortable enough that you can be happy to always be around? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Shit, that in the end, it's all about happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can get sexually satisfied without that motherfucker. He could just be a nigga that could talk dirty good to you and ain't never got to put nothing up in you.
Yeah.
You could be the same around. You know what I'm saying? Just if you the type of person that, well, we had good-ass conversation before we met and we was doing all this virtual, you know what I'm saying, nastiness, then shit, sometimes you might just have to go back, go into the other room, goddamn it, and call each other on the phone and just talk dirty to each other like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To bring that spice back up in your life. But one thing people do, you know what I'm saying, they start thinking like, I married this motherfucker, I want to be in for the long run, but then now, like you say, all the pussy getting bad, or the dick ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But people change every day, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when you're in a relationship, especially marriage and kids involved, I mean, it's a super adaptive situation. I mean, you got to adapt to me, and I got to adapt to you. Together, you know, we can evolve. If not, shit, you ain't going to get nowhere. I got a song for you, though. I'm going to play for you. A little special song to all my peoples out there, you know what I'm saying? And this is called, this is Dead Dollar Records featuring Great Fox. The song is called Leaving. You know what I'm saying? And when you listen to the song, you understand what I'm saying. Because one thing I tell people, man, don't never motherfucking go backwards. Try to walk backwards and see how far you get.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If you can motherfucking run and walk backwards, well, then, yeah, then you need to go and find a woman like that or find a man like that. And you will see that's not the way you want to be, though, because they're going to be going forward. Why you steady going backwards?
True.
Yeah. All right, people. This is Great Fox. We coming back, man. This is Blow Off Some Steam Wednesday. You got some steam you want to blow off? 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Ride out with us. Smell so good, Miss Pretty Cat. Ow, ow. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go, y'all. Coming back up with another news of the day, too. Y'all know we finna get a little nutty up in this mofo. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to New York, everybody up in California, you know what I'm saying? Florida, everywhere in between, man. It's real.
It's all in what you say. say hey. You want a love that will stay, never leave you, always by your side. That's what's on my mind. But when you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I wanna moan about it.
Fucking Dead Dolls Records. They're a great Fox, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And I got to beam all my mofo peoples back up in here. But before I do,
yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy Jim Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILG New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the game, entertaining. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I hear you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jerk City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the game, entertainment. Holla at your boy. We out of here.
Yeah, man.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
It's real, man. Y'all riding out with DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? AKA Mr. Motherfucking.
Stop this, everybody! Everyone, stop this! It's spreading!
Yeah, no. That's real, man. Y'all excuse me for a second. We walk over here. Everybody back up in this motherfucker, you know. Got a couple newcomers to the line. And go ahead and beam everybody back up on board. You hear the beam, people? You know you is back live up on Starship Smelly Pride. Here we go.
Beam them, beam them, beam them.
There we go. We got Ashwood in the building. We got New York in the building. It's
yes,
going
sir.
Down. Pretty Cat is at the top. Ashwood is at the bottom. I mean, I ain't saying nothing nasty like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying how it is right now, how it is. is going down. Ashwood in the
nutty
building,
news.
Homie. What's happening?
I call it hell at nutty news of the day.
Man, you was a motherfucker. You know that? You was a motherfucker. Man. That's it. Get you up with that, man. That's my nigga Ashwood, man. Say hello to Pretty Cat, man. You know what I'm saying? Representing NY.
Pretty Cat, what's going on? New York City, stand up. What's good?
Hey, you know what's good. You know what's good.
For sure.
How the hell he know what's good? What kind of shit is that to say? What kind of shit is that? Because I said Pretty Cat, you know what's good. He don't know. Yeah.
What part of New York? What part of New York she repping?
Long Island.
Oh, that's what it is. Rhode Island up in here.
The drinks that get you fucked up.
But I'm originally from Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn, stand up, Brooklyn.
I mean, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Where is Brooklyn at from State Island, from Long Island?
Shit, that's about what? An hour, an hour and a half?
No, I'm like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's not that far.
What?
Shout out to the R.I. Bus show.
Okay. Well, what the hell is this? This ain't what the hell I'm looking for. I was looking for the damn Mapuka dance. You know what I'm saying? You know what Mapuka is?
Mapuka? Nah, what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Mapuka. The African dance. It's an African, hold on, man. Y'all motherfuckers think I'm lying and shit, man. We come back, goddamn it. I'm going to teach y'all about this shit. Hey, you know I do Pretty Cat Eye. I just to turn you on, I teach languages on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so if you
okay.
want to learn a language, and if you want to follow along, like teach your kids some new languages, you can go to a website. It's a free website called www.byki, before you know it, .com. Yeah, B as in boy, Y as in yellow, K as in kick, I as in eye, goddammit.
I said eyes and eye, goddammit.
Send me the email.
Oh, matter of fact, I'm finna drop it in the chat room. But oh shit, you ain't in the chat room.
I'm not at home.
Oh, okay, bet that. Yeah, see. Okay, yeah, I could do that. I can definitely do. Shit, I ain't got your email.
Pretty Cat, you click on my name.
Oh. On your. Click on what name?
In the chat room. You click on there, and then it should take you right to.
No name. Oh, you talking about in the history. Oh, my bad. You know, I forgot.
I was in your chat room.
Yeah.
So you click on my name and you send your message.
Go at the top. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to send that to you. Because it's like the, it's a free version of the Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That shit that they be trying to charge like $200 for and all that old fuck shit. Hell no.
BYKI.com.
Yeah, well, I'm teaching African right now, so all week long, you know what I'm saying, all month long till next month is the African language.
What African? Which one? Nigerian?
African. The African. Everything else is a break-off of the African language. Zulu, all that is a break-off. The African,
okay.
The Kwi-Anan, Krute, Kwi-Madan.
Krute, me, goddammit.
Senior Better Court, all that. That's
all
straight African. That's what we teach. See my brother right here. See what I'm saying? We vibe it. You feel me? So,
I need to learn Spanish because Spanish and English, those are the two languages that everybody needs to know.
Yeah. Hell no. You need to know where you come from. African. If you can't got down. Yeah.
Not Africa.
Right. Where you come from.
Now I told you my mama was.
Well, then, all right, let me get you off our slave boat then. Get the fuck off our boat then. Shit. Fuck off our boat. What kind of shit is that? Hey, we got some stowaways on this motherfucker, man. Get your ass off, man.
Listen. You know, if you know the history, you know that when the slaves came to America, there were already some black people here. That's where I'm from.
Niggas been here forever. There ain't no new nothing under the sun. Fuck, I almost said Indian.
I'm saying, I don't need to learn no African language because I'm from Africa. I don't talk to them. I need Spanish.
Okay.
Anybody in America must know Spanish and
hell
English.
Hell to the no.
What's the point of learning African?
I'm going back home.
Going back home? Wait, what you want to do back home?
I'm getting the hell up out of here.
What you want to do?
Listen. I've been to other countries, baby. You talking to the wrong person. I've been to Germany, Italy, Holland. I've been to a lot of different countries, and I know that countries treat niggas way better than the so-called us United States. I've been to Germany where white women, black women, and other different nationalities don't wash my feet like I was Jesus himself. And then I ain't have to break them off with $20, $30, and all that. Like I did here. All I had to do was show them some attention.
So you
just
think
like
that's
going
to happen when you go to Africa? You think that's going to happen when you go to Africa?
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm willing to take the chance of going to travel, though. This is what I'm saying. If you are, I'm just a person of travel. I'm a worldly person. I like to travel. So to me, my concept is I'm not going to go to another country where I do not speak anything. I don't speak the language, period. That's just like me going to Puerto Rico. I mean, yeah, I'm going to learn some Spanish before I go there because that don't make no sense for me to come to your country and I don't speak shit.
Right. But I'm saying, you're saying that you're going back home. You said you're going home.
Right. That's where my ancestors come from. My ancestors, my forefathers from Africa. Off the slave ship. Yeah, this slave belt right here in good old Florida. Drop.
We're in Africa.
Man, it don't matter. When I do my root check, just like I'm lost in this so-called whatever we at, and I do my root check and I go back home to find my true roots, they're there.
And what you going to do here? You got family there?
Yes, I got family there.
You still got family there?
Yes.
Who?
I got to find out. Listen here, woman. We have been in 400 years of slavery. How you going to sit up here and talk about what was 400 years ago? You ain't been in your native land in over 400 years.
That's why I'm trying to figure out why you said you going back home in Africa. How is that your home?
That is my native home. That is where my people's from. 400 years ago, if we never came here, where would most of our people be at?
Where were you born?
Even the Africans that came
were
from Africa. They went from Florida. They came from Africa and settled here.
You were born in America, right?
I can be born anywhere. That don't make me American. That makes me what they call me, an African American. So why are you still calling me African American?
It's African.
Because
Africa.
I am from Africa. My descendants are from Africa. I'm not American. Nobody's American. What is America? America is just a British throwaways that came here and started up a country.
Okay, but they called it America, and it's been America.
They
now
called it
how
America.
Many years? How many hundreds
and,
of years
and
has it been?
Called
America?
It America, though. But what did they call it before America, though? But I'm saying, what did they call it before America then? When niggas was here, what did we call it? It was just the new world. It was just here. It was just home.
I'm saying,
but it was people from Africa that came down here.
Right. The natives of Germany. They're
ain't
German.
No natives. Ain't no natives of
German.
No German though.
Whatever.
Ain't no
if
native.
If you were born in, that's what you are, right? Right.
You were, but
German,
you ain't.
German,
what? What?
Born
so
born
I want to be a German American.
You German.
I'm gonna be an American
Where's
German.
Is your mother and your father? Is your mother and your father from Africa?
Is you gonna be American German?
Is your mother and your father
all of my family descendants are from Africa?
You don't. You're just saying that. You don't even believe that.
All right. Baby, you trying to learn Spanish. I'm trying to learn African.
You're crazy.
Dude, we gonna leave that at that. You feel me? You know, African. A-F-R-I. I-K-A-N. Yes, there are different dialects. Yes.
Are you doing business here? You want to do business in Africa?
Man, when I do business all over the world. I'm a worldly person. That is what I'm about. I'm about the world. So that is one place.
You
that
ain't
is
no
on
African. You still not African?
My list.
Okay. You're not African.
Okay.
African.
Yeah. I understand. We're going to settle that. That's it. No, I'm not. I'm a descendant of that. I'm just a spawn off of that. But there's nothing about me American. No, there's not. I won't claim that.
There's nothing about you American. Wow.
No,
okay.
Nothing about me American. All my roots tie back. All my culture, everything that I do ties back to Africa. The way I dance, the way I talk, everything subconsciously ties me back to Africa.
So now you dance African now. You dance African.
I do. I do. I can show you videos. Everything we do is from Africa. Everything. Just like I broke you down with my puka. And you end up thinking it's a nasty dance in the club, and it's just a ritual, which is the same way we court, you know what I'm saying, our females court us before we get into a relationship and before we get married. That's what they do.
Yeah, well, you see, you can't specify a specific place where you come from in Africa.
No, why am I trying to? Why am I trying to? I have never been there. Nobody can't specify.
You
can't specify.
Why are you saying? Why are you saying that you're African and you don't even know where the hell you're from in Africa? You can't even place your roots back there.
So how can I do that if I do not go back to trace my roots? How can I do that from America? How can I do that from America? Exactly. So how can I do that?
And you don't know where you come from.
Who?
Do your dang old genealogy thing. That genealogy check.
So when I go there, I will trace my roots. But you still have to understand the language, right or wrong.
You could be from anywhere in Africa. How do you want to say, I'm just African because you're
black? Okay, but you still have to know the language, right or wrong. Even if they find out your roots, your genealogy, anything else, when you step off the plane, can you step off the plane talking about, hey, dog? I'm trying to find out, you know what I'm saying, where my people's at, where my descendants at. Hell to the no, who going to understand you? Exactly. So you still have to understand where you come from. Your native language, my native language, excuse me, is Afrikaans. That is why I'm studying my native language. When I go back to my native country, I will understand and be able to communicate with these people to find out exactly where my origins come from. But that's where they come from. They come from Africa. Everybody's origin comes from Africa.
Okay, that's what you want to believe. You want to believe something, but you can't base anything on facts.
The fact of what? The fact of what? That United States only been here a couple of hundred years.
I know where my mother was from. I know where my mother's
from. You just said four different countries, though. Where exactly is your mother from, though?
Where exactly? I know my roots.
But where exactly, though? You just said they made up of four different things. So they from four different places.
They not from four different. I mean, not four different places. I mean, my grandfather was white. My grandfather was, he was white. My grandmother was Indian. So then my mother is half black.
Well, okay, so she Indian. Where is she from? Where is what Indian?
From,
I mean, Indian or Native American Indian?
Excuse me, I'm trying to tell you, my great-grandmother was from Decker, Tennessee. That's where a lot of the Cherokees from, and that's what they were. They were Cherokee Indians from Decker, Tennessee. And my grandfather was a white man, a white American, born here. And his parents were white, born here. So that's,
Where is his parents from, though? His parents from Europe. That's what he going to say. His parents is from Europe.
Yeah.
So that means
yes,
his parents is of European descent. Therefore, he's not from America. He's not American then. He's actually a European. He's. If you want to call that European American.
Okay, whatever.
So I'm saying, if that's the case, then my people, my mom and daddy, are from Africa.
But you don't know where the hell we are. I can come to places where my people are born. You don't know where you're from. You don't know. You just want to say that you're African because you're black and you're not.
512. What am I then? I'm not mulatto. I am the blackest thing under the sun.
What's a mulatto?
I have no color mixed in with me.
What's a mulatto?
I have no color mixed in with me. No, I'm not tan. I'm not sunrise brown. I'm not none of that other kind of pigmentation. I am black, dark. That's it.
Hey, Mike!
No color in mixed in with me. No, you know, my mama was with a white man in that bloodline, none of that. My grandma and everybody, it was light-skinned. It was from Georgia. But none of them was, to our knowledge, was with no white man unless it was through slavery, which that's the only way that shit got mixed up with the black and white, and that was from slave owners fucking slaves. So even still, your family came from Africa.
Whatever.
Oh, shit. Texas, you in the building. Trace, what's up, baby? You in the building with Pretty Cat and Ashwood, you know what I'm saying?
512 up in here.
This is Blow Off Some Steam Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? This is the appropriate day for everything we talking about today, you know what I'm saying? That is so real. Shouts out to California 186 Duke and Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, representing Ohio. And, yeah.
Computer
that's
lady.
That's real.
Controversy Wednesday.
Trees, what's up with you? What's going down in Texas?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much.
Besides the temperature, I know the temperature going down for everybody. You know, finally, everybody getting a little weather.
Yeah, finally feels better out there, man.
You know what's the temp like up there?
The temperature, I don't know the temperature, but I know it feels better than it was.
Damn, Trees. Every time you call in, woman, I got to give you your damn temperature. All right, people, y'all hold on. We got to get Austin, Texas' temperature. Let's take our temperature. All right, it's 57 degrees currently, mostly cloudy. The humidity is at 62%, feels like 57 degrees. The wind is at 8 miles per hour, and you got from the south, and then you got gusting winds up to 16 miles an hour. That is your news, daily weather for Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. That's sponsored in part by the Weather Channel. Goddamn it, shit. Anybody else need their weather read to them?
Yeah,
shit.
What is looking like in New York right now?
Nah, shit, Pretty Cat, you out in the public. So, how it look out there?
It's cold. It's
cold. Motherfucker, what else? Hey, summertime, shit. I'm saying you outside though, right?
Well, now I'm back inside. I'm in the library right now, but it's cold. It's like 23 degrees.
God damn.
Wow.
I'm saying it's complaining about 57.
And that's warm.
And
hey,
see, Sweet D Love, you know Sweet D Love? Pretty Cat, you familiar with her?
No.
She's another BTR host, but she stay in Brooklyn. No, she in she in Rhode Island.
Oh, Sweet D Love, I think I have her on my friend list.
I think she in Rhode Island though. It's one of them two. I can't remember exactly, but she said that shit the other day. She was like, "Well, it's pretty warm here." I was like, "Pretty warm? How cold? How it's 22. What?
That's warm."
But
yeah,
then
you have days when it's like 14 degrees outside. And
well,
like
that's what she was saying.
That,
she was like, a couple of days ago, it was just 13 and shit. So 22, that's feeling pretty good right now.
What?
I'm like, damn. Oh, Pennsylvania, my homeboy Easy Rider, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Yeah, they got, when she was at 22, yeah, they was at 18 or 19 already.
Damn.
I mean, already. So why we over here right now at 50 degrees talking about, damn, I'm cold. Shit, I'm about to die. Shit. Motherfuckers, is that
22 degrees.
To, you know, yeah, not at the same time. Now, a lot of people, you know, run their ass down from up north, thought they was finna, you know, get they chill on. Shit. December and January been so motherfucking cold. We got down to 26.
26, yeah, you had it.
No bullshit. I mean, now, I guess to you, that'll be still warm, you know what I'm saying? But, see, yeah.
That's cold.
That wind chill.
Right about now.
Well, and then now take it to the fact, too. Now, y'all got a lot of buildings that block that goddamn wind. Shit, we wide the fuck open. Everything wide open. It ain't nothing but some ragged-ass trees, and they ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
So that wind coming at you like, what? Full force? So the wind is really, it don't even be cold. It can be 30 degrees, and it don't be cold. But soon let that wind hit 2 degrees, 3 degrees, man, please. That's when they dropped it down. Now it feel like it's 25. It feel like it's 20. You know what I'm saying? That feel like just, because when that wind hits, it's like, ooh.
That's it.
I got to get in the house. All right, people. All right, don't beat the kids live on radio, girl. I mean, beat the kids. It's not live on the radio.
Live.
Y'all ain't know what time it is. I got to get over here. Let me walk over here, man, crank up the goddamn jukebox. And anybody got a watch? All right, because you know what time it is.
It's the nutty news.
Quickly get into it, man. That's real. Time for the nutty news of the day, people. You know what I'm saying? Breaking you the nutty news from around the world. You know what I'm saying? Where you get all your crazy off the wall, but true news. They ain't finna tell you in your news. You know what I'm saying? But you will hear.
I'll ask you something. You know what?
First.
You know what? When is your show coming back on?
Every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. But unless you want to catch it in the archive. You know what I'm saying? Catch it in the archive 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
You need to find out if you're from Haiti. You might be from Haiti.
Well, then I got French next week.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be speaking French next week. You know what I'm saying? Time to learn the language Tuesday.
Real?
Yeah, I do French next week. All week long, we're going to be. I got a chick that actually speaks French. So she's going to be tuning into the show, you know what I'm saying, and helping out with the actual pronunciations and dialects and all that kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah, so we can all really sound French. Because that's my thing. When you speak a language, you need to really get kind of play a role. And that's how we did. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell them, you got to put your mind frame like you in that country. So take on their dialect. You feel me? You speak in Spanish, actually try to use a Spanish accent, and it helps you better pronounce the words.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come at it from just, you know what I'm saying, this straight up thug standpoint, you know what I'm saying, como esta, me gusto, you know what I'm saying, hola, mi amigo, you feel me, all that ain't, you know what I'm saying, na como esta, mi amigo.
That's like, how are you?
It rolls off better, you feel me? Yeah, it's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Who the hell was just calling? Hello from the 305.
305?
Oh, what's
Miami.
Up? Oh, no, that's my nigga. Yeah, that's my nigga. Oh, no, I know. I'm going to put a code on there for you because you ain't got no ID. I got you.
Cuba.
Huh?
Cuba.
Cuba?
Yeah.
All right.
That was your number.
All right, Cuba.
I got no ID.
All right, I know that. Illegal ass. All right. All right,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, when you do it, just come back at this number.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that last time I tried to call the goddamn number back, the motherfucking number ain't no damn payphone.
Didn't even
number.
Go back.
Yeah, I called back, the shit don't even work. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's my homeboy just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I got to buy a nigga a bus ticket, get him from Miami. And yeah, I feel sorry for him, boy. That's a goddamn 10-hour bus ride, boy.
That's a long ride.
Yeah. Well, it still take you 8 hours. It would have took us 8 hours, 4 hours there, 4 hours back. Wow, we're going to save 2 hours. Shit, burnt all that up in gas, though. Hell to the nah.
They be locking y'all men down in Florida up so damn quick and for nothing and giving y'all a hard time. I don't know how y'all can want to stay down there.
Back
with me, you be in jail forever.
But I mean,
they
I don't know. Everybody got their fucked up shit. Everybody got their fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
New York, y'all in the headlines for crooked police up the mammy. You know what I'm saying? You get your ass whooped for being just black. I mean, at least
we get paid.
Yeah.
We get paid.
Now, down here, we, you know, us, we'll get our ass whooped. But shit, you ain't finna get paid. Your ass is not finna get paid.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see how y'all can sit on there like that. I don't know how y'all do it.
Hey, you got to come down here just to see it. I mean, it's more opportunity for grinding. You feel me? I mean, it's like wide open to make money like anywhere legally. You feel me? Don't not coming down here with the intention of being goddamn, yeah, John Gotti or some shit like that. Well, that's what people come down here with that intention, like, oh, shit, these niggas ain't got no dope down here. Let me bring some down here. No, nigga. The motherfuckers who came down and had the dope, yeah, the goddamn boys done grabbed their ass up.
Oh,
and that's why there ain't no dope down here, because them crackers trying to keep it from down here. I mean, now, it's always going to be the drug trade cycle. But, man, they come down here and try to, like you say, for a roach. I mean, for a fingertip roach. That's a year of probation. A roach. I'm talking about a roach that is on a fingertip, not a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Really, that's the same thing. You might as well have a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Still, it's a year probation.
A bag of weed. Get down there.
Yeah.
I know how they get down.
Oh, yeah. Believe you me, but, you know, hey, I'm still a weed head because of it. I still drive around every day burning in my shit. So it's all about what you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, see, some people just clown and just ride with their windows down. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit is legal. You know? Most niggas ride with their windows up. There you go. Most niggas don't wait till you get next to the police to roll their windows down. Most people wait till they get the fuck away from the police and then do that. You know, but you still, that's why you got arrested every fucking day, because niggas do that shit every fucking day. But that's everywhere you go. Stupidity is just, hey, it's a man-made drug. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all good. But check this out. We finna take this thing on to California. Shout out to 186-point Deuce Goofy Bone. Yeah, because California considers statewide green building code. What? All right. California, a long trendsetter for eco-friendly living, is breaking ground again this week. It said as early as Tuesday to adopt the nation's first statewide green building code, which environmentalists say is not tough enough, and also is considering paying residents to cut their energy use. On Monday, a state panel proposed that most of the new fees California plans to impose on greenhouse emissions be returned to energy-saving consumers in the form of annual dividend checks that eventually could exceed $1,000 for a family of four. Now, I'm going to give you one thing you can motherfucking do. Look up it's a $1,500 generator, 1,800 watts. I guarantee you get like four of them, and you won't pay your power. You won't pay your electricity no more. But you're going to need like four or five of them. You know what I'm saying? And once you spend that little bit of money, about 7 years, you ain't going to pay no electric bills, no bills, period. Guaranteed. But that's what the fuck they need. You know what I'm saying? They need to get them damn internal generators. Because that's the only way you can really say. Even though, you know, we can do that shit down here, but, I mean, the cost of living and energy and all that really makes you kind of lazy. You know what I'm saying? Because you can pretty much maintain it.
You can do it in Africa.
Hell yeah, because shit, you're going to be in a motherfucking hotel. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm going to be at. Shit. I don't know about, you know, out in the bush. You know, I ain't no bushman and shit. You know what I'm saying? I learned your language.
How you know?
But I ain't trying to learn your
technique.
No, I ain't saying I don't know I'm not. When I get there, if you tell me I am, I'm not a bushman. You feel me? I am, though, because I'm ex-military, so I done lived in the bush. See, all of that is just preference for my future. You see what I'm saying? I've already been, you know, prepped on how to live in the motherfucking forest, in the jungle, and all the other kind of shit. Desert train that jumped out, helicopters. Been there, done that. So I'm pretty much, I'm on a different level than your average so-called American. Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Anybody know who the hell Martha Coakley is?
No, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Another white chick. I don't know. Martha Coakley, thug roughs up reporter. Okay. The rough and tumble world of politics was on full display Tuesday night when a man believed to be longtime Democratic strategist Michael Meehan was caught on videotape shoving a reporter for the Weekly Standard into a metal railing, reportedly giving him a large tear in his pants. You would have got a tear in your ass, but all right. The incident occurred outside a fundraiser of Martha Coakley, the Democratic candidate in a competitive race to fill the seat of the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. R.I.P. to old Ted. Weekly Standard reporter John McCormack, in his account of the incident, published on the conservative magazine's website, wrote that he had been trying to ask Coakley about a remark she'd made in a debate with Scott Brown, her Republican opponent, in which she said, "There are no terrorists in Afghanistan, and they're all in Yemen." God damn. All right. And she's correct, too. They're not terrorists, people. They're insurgents. No motherfucking insurgent. What the fuck is an insurgent? Anyway, let's go all over the motherfucking misery, man. If y'all seen the picture of this white dude, y'all be like, I'm stop having kids. Yeah, because they might fuck with this dude right here who dropped his cell phone. Yeah. And ID's the damn burglar suspect. You stupid mother. A homeowner caught an intruder rummaging through items in the basement of a West Columbia residence earlier yesterday, and sheriff's deputies arrested a Columbia teen after finding, yeah, his cell phone in the damn backyard. You stupid mother.
Oh, hell no.
John A. Lavelle, 18, and I'm going to give his whole address so y'all can send this motherfucker some stupid mail, because you stupid ass, of 4370 Millbrook Drive, was arrested at his home on suspicion of first-degree burglary and stealing. I thought that was the same thing, but okay. The homeowner told deputies someone was in her basement at about 5:45 a.m. I don't give a damn. Turning on a light, she found the suspect hiding behind a water heater. Oh, that's that big-ass red mark on the side of his face. All right. And the intruder walked past the homeowner and fled through a back door. Deputies found a cell phone in the backyard and traced it to Lavelle. Wow. You get the award. Where's my award? I got awards for a few people on the show. You know what I'm saying? Only certain people get these awards, man. And, you know what I'm saying? You got the award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know? You get the award. Boy, look at him.
If you get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to leave yourself. All right. Anyway, let's go to Patty. What the hell? Good, because I can ask you that. Because you can tell me what the hell this is at. Pretty. What the hell is New York.
It's called Patchogue. Patchogue is about 15
minutes. Patchogue. Patchogue. Okay, Patchogue.
Yeah, I like it out there. I know what it is. But it's Patchogue all the time.
I know why you like it down there. A goddamn cab driver returns $21,000 to passengers.
Wow.
See? Yeah, a Bangladeshi cab driver in New York City is being praised, shitting me, for returning over $21,000 lost by a visitor from Italy. Damn. 72-year-old Felicia Litteria of Italy left her purse. Bitch, you got $21,000 in your purse?
It
God
wasn't,
damn.
I'm sorry, I don't care who.
But $21,000?
Fine.
Shit, left her purse in a Manhattan taxi on Christmas Eve. It contained traveling money for her and six relatives. Oh, okay. I guess they figure, you know what I'm saying, they ain't going to rob the old lady. They might rob us. Shit. Granny, you going to hold all the money. God damn, y'all, Granny done lost all the damn money. What? The cabbie, Mohammed Mukal. Some fucked up name. Drove about 50 miles to a Long Island address he'd found in the purse. No one was home, so he left his phone number and later returned with the money. God damn. I mean, I know y'all broke him out of at least a grand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just a sensible thing to do. You know what I'm saying? $1,000. Really, because you talking about spending cash. So, bitch, spend that damn cash, $1,000 on that man for even getting $20,000 of your shit back. But honestly, I don't know. You would have got anything back fucking with me. I don't know, boy. Shit. Hey. It was a lot of passengers that day. Bitch, it was Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you. Shit. Anyways, let's go to Lakeland, Florida, man. Now, I'm telling you, we got country shit down here. All right? So if y'all hear about drugs or old people running in the Starbucks, that's Florida. All right. Yeah. And then we in Lakeland, so a woman keeps pet Snowball for 33 years. That's some country shit, people. That's what I'm saying. That's what Florida people do. Talking about you want to come on now, yeah. They're living next to the lady that keeps snowballs in a goddamn freezer for 33 years. What kind of shit is that? Karina Thomas has the usual things in the freezer of her home in Lakeland, Florida. Vegetables, pancakes, and what the fuck is pancakes doing in the freezer? Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I don't eat pancakes, people. My bad. No, I'm out the box, you know what I'm saying? Not that instant shit. She told a Tampa television station. But she also has a snowball that she made in 1977. Thomas said that over the decades, she has never had a power outage that would destroy the cold hunk. She says it's precious to her. It's just like a little pet. Ain't that a bitch? She need to report that, though, because she might, who said that? It's 29 degrees in Ohio. God damn. Shouts out to Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Cold ass weather. Hold on, I got one more person, y'all. I got to beam up on this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? Oh, don't forget, y'all. I know some of y'all are looking for something to do.
You're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's real. Anybody want to join up, I got applications and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to sign up. I got some applications. So let me beam up, you know what I'm saying? Nigga DJ Slow Motion apparently called the bat line and found out that the phone number says you need to call the goddamn show because I ain't answering the cell phone right now. What's happening, Pimper? What it do, don't do down there on Itty Bitty Plant City, Mike?
Nothing chilling. Just let you know what's going down on the 15th over at ACC in Plant City. We got the reception jam over there.
We got the party going now. Anybody looking for a party down here in Florida? All right, y'all, we doing the itty-bitty style. But that is not itty-bitty. That bitch has so many motherfucking people around that shit, man. I don't know where all the people be coming from, man. God damn. Where you black folks come from? I ain't know there's been many black folks in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That bitch look like little Freaknik. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Daytona came early or something. So make sure y'all too.
Bring everybody in.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to be marching in the parade, too, man. I'm a chaperone at the motherfucking Martin Luther King parade for the kids and shit. You know, I'm going to be, you know, slapping a couple of little motherfuckers in the back of their head. Get right, nigga, get right. Tripping them up in the parade route. You know what I'm saying? You know, bring a little laughter to the crowd, you know. But, yeah, I'm going to be down there in downtown Tampa. No, that's Saturday. Saturday, matter of fact, I'm going to be with Candelo, too, handing out some business cards and CDs and shit. And then Monday, I might even try to go over there to St. Pete for they shit. I don't know. St. Pete be hating on the nigga. I don't know why, but trying to go over there, you know what I'm saying, and put some CDs out. We will let y'all Tampa niggas over here, dog. Nigga, it ain't nothing but a 15-minute bridge that separate niggas from niggas. What kind of shit is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, boy, I never figured that one out myself. You know what I'm saying? Never figured that one out. But, people, this is DJ Slow Motion, you know what I'm saying, representing real big, you know what I'm saying, for the low entertainment, huh? Got to keep
yeah,
that
I'm
name,
gonna be up, nigga. I'm going to be up on Savannah Way next month. So I'm there with the CD, DJing, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Doing it real big. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
That's cool.
You know, I was blowing off some steam. A dog came through to blow off some motherfucking steam, man. You know, that's how we do it. Each and every day on the show, man. What the hell? $3,500 per person? Did I just say that? Oh, I guess I did. All right, well, homie, you got to stick by if you're going to stick by, because we is lost in the news right now for about 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Mesquite, Texas. Now, I read a story a couple of weeks ago about this old dumbass bitch in the damn schoolhouse who cut one of the little girl's braids off because the little girl was playing with the braid at her desk and shit, little black girl. You know what I'm saying? The teacher brung her in front of the class and cut one of her goddamn braids off. I mean, right in the middle of the class, and then, you know, and then left a little patch in the motherfucking girl head. You know what I'm saying? So, and then she had no explanation for it. Talking about some, you know, she told the little girl to stop playing. What the fuck are you going to tell a 4-year-old child to stop playing with her goddamn hair for? That's what she supposed to prize her fucking hair. You know what I'm saying? That's something special shit. If anything, you know, tie the shit to the back, you know what I'm saying, so she can't play with it. But you don't go cutting off nobody's motherfucking hair. That's some old Samson and Delilah type shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, we in Mesquite, goddamn Texas. Well, boy, 4 years old, is told to braid hair and compromise. Okay, this is a little white boy now. Texas school board said a 4-year-old is removed from his pre-kindergarten class for his long hair. Can return to class if his locks are braided. The Mesquite school board said Tyler Pugh, 4, who has been learning alone in the Floyd Elementary School library, since he was removed from class for having hair longer than allowed by dress code in November, can return to class if he wears his hair in braids that don't reach his collar. The Dallas Morning News, man, fuck that. What the hell kind of shit is that? I mean, now having the shit hanging all around like a fucking hippie, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Time to, you know, pull the little boy hair back because kids like, you know, playing in hell, which distracts them from learning. I understand that. So, put the shit back in the damn little ponytail or some kind of style form and keep it moving. But to just alienate little boy, you know what I'm saying, completely out of class, that's fucked up. I mean, that's a psychological fuck up early on a 4-year-old child. You don't do no shit like that. You really don't. Man, come on now. That's slavery. That's the same shit they did with Willie Lynch. Come on, people. They just separated the goddamn kids from, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the village. You know what I'm saying? They made an example out of his ass. Now, they ain't beating the little boy, but they psychologically fucking him up right now. He's sitting in a library by himself talking about learning when he was just in the class with all his goddamn kids, friends around. What kind of shit is that?
Why people are allowed to wait with the teacher who cut the little girl's hair? I mean, what kind of charges have been brought to her?
None? Hell to the no. And I was like, well, I didn't see no charges on the mother either, because shitting me, I would have whooped that teacher's ass.
Hell yeah.
And she didn't get no disciplinary action for that. She gave the motherfucking parent, I think, an apology and shit. You got me fucked up, man. You just cut heritage. You know how long it took to grow that hair? That ain't, you know what I'm saying? Hair is not something you just, me, I'm a prime example of shit. Hair has gone wild, goddammit. I mean, shit. My hair ain't growing nowhere at the top of that motherfucker. That bitch look like space, the final frontier. Because there's nothing in that bitch. It's just like, hello, hello. But, you know, fuck it. You know, I don't live for hell. But then other people, like my dog Slope Motion, who can let niggas borrow hell, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't just want to go out and just start cutting locks off of his shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Slope, how long it took you to grow your shit out to the length it's at?
I've been growing 5 years right now.
And it's at what, your shoulders? About to your shoulders?
It's past my shoulders.
Back, yeah, a little bit past your shoulders now. So 5 years. Who the hell gonna be wanting to cut off 5 years worth of motherfucking work? 5 years, I'm looking like a chia pet. You know what I'm saying? My shit ain't growing, but that's why I keep cutting my shit off. Fuck that. Anyways, the rape investigation of David Copperfield, did anybody know that? It was one? Damn. I didn't know that. It's been closed. Federal prosecutor has closed a two-year investigation in rape allegations against magician David Copperfield without filing charges. Yeah, the notice came in a brief court document filed Tuesday by Assistant U.S. Attorney Suzanne Rowe. The woman who made the complaint, a former Miss Washington contestant, said in a related civil lawsuit against Copperfield, whose real name is David Kotkin, that she met him during a performance in Kennewick and was invited to visit his private island in the Bahamas in July 2007. The woman claimed that once she arrived, Copperfield pulled a real trick and sexually assaulted her.
Wow.
I'm sorry, y'all. That was out of poor taste. My bad. But shit, the damn charges have been dropped. So what the hell?
Nah, he made a magician.
He made the pussy disappear.
I don't charge.
Well, all right, we're going to end this thing off in Kansas City, Missouri, y'all. So they finally found this old dumb bitch. Anybody heard this old stupid shit? Bad representation on black people, man. I know we got a temper and shit. And we love some fucking McDonald's, but goddamn. A woman who trashed the damn McDonald's was found. Yeah. A woman who was charged with trashing a McDonald's restaurant in Missouri because she was unhappy with her cheeseburger.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Police say they have received many tips after releasing the video of the December 27th incident. In the video, which has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times online, a customer is seen throwing a sign, a water dispenser over a counter, and pushing three cash registers to the floor.
Wow.
On Tuesday, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office charged, goddamn, 19-year-old? In the video, that bitch added like 400 pounds to it. Cause
hold on, she got
like
bipolar. That's bipolar.
19-year-old Alicia McMullen of Kansas City with Class D felony property damage. Damn. Two more. I got to read something very important to y'all. But I seen the video on that. I mean, she looked like a big girl, dude. It looked like an older woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she tore that bitch up, though. She went like, I thought, you know what I'm saying? Like Martin Lawrence said back in the day, the bitch forgot my Big Mac. You know, come back shooting the place up and shit. She tore that bitch up, though. She got me fucked up. I would have jumped over and beat her big ass. Shit, me. Yeah, you fucked up. I would have took one for McDonald's that day. Bitch gonna throw a water dispenser at me. Nah, that would have been it right there. I don't mm-hmm. give a shit about anything else. You can push that shit over anything else. You throw something at me? Shit, I got to get with you. I'm sorry, girl. You have to control your anger on the ground, because that's where your ass going to be at. Shitting me. You hog tie that bitch or something. You got to get under control, mama. You got to get under control. Gave her ass a hamburger. Just stuffed it in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Oh, eat that. Eat that, girl. You hungry? Eat it. I'm sorry. All right, we're going to wrap it up in motherfucking Geneva, man. Who exaggerated the dangers of the H1N1, all that bullshit and shit virus? Who the hell took anybody took a shot yet? You took your shot, Miss Pretty Cat?
Me and my children take nothing.
Ashwood, you took your 1N1H47 shot?
That's it. I ain't take it yet. I need to.
Slow motion. You took your 1-5-H12 shot.
Man, I don't mess with no kind of
all them guys. It don't matter what motherfucking initials, numbers I use. All that is some bullshit.
Yo.
Man, the World Health Organization is to examine its handling of the H1N1 pandemic. The group said on Tuesday, after accusations by some politicians that it exaggerated the dangers of the virus under pressure from drug companies. The United Nations Health Agency will review the way it dealt with the outbreak of swine flu once the pandemic has subsided. WHO spokesman Fadela Shaib, whatever the hell, told a news briefing, criticism is part of an outbreak cycle. We expect and indeed welcome criticism and the chance to discuss it, she said, adding the Who's This review would involve independent outside experts and its results would be made public. So, You motherfuckers are sitting up there lying, talking about millions are suffering from this goddamn... Man, fuck y'all motherfuckers, man. In your goddamn pine flu or whatever the fuck else. Man, what the hell level, man. All right. That's going to do the nutty news for the day, people. I'm done reading that nutty dumbass shit, man. Wow.
Nutty news.
And then when you think that your world is just so fucked up, I take you around the world to let you know. Shit. People is more fucked up than you. Bitches is throwing motherfucking water dispensers at goddamn cashiers at, in, you know what I'm saying, over a cheeseburger. Because bitch didn't have pickles on your shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go to Texas and your goddamn kid can't wear his hair down and shit. We can do that here. Our kids go to school with full dreads down in their ass with no problem. So, I mean, some places, hey, you know, it's all the way you live. Or you could have been that lucky person, you know what I'm saying, that blessed person that got their $21,000 back. Stand right down the street, you know what I'm saying? For Miss Pretty Cat, you would have been even more blessed. You see what I'm saying? Never even known. That's what I'm talking about, boy. That's another news of the day, though. You know? Or you could have been in misery and found the goddamn cell phone and then stole this dumbass motherfucking cell phone. They call it back and your dumbass get charged with stealing somebody else's cell phone. And then they go and get the burglar. That'll be a fucking headline. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, burglar drops the cell phone. Another person steals cell phone, gets charged with stealing cell phone, and burglar still gets arrested. Like, damn. Well, no, I just seen the cell phone laying in the backyard. What the hell you was doing in the lady backyard? Exactly. Y'all already know. But check it out, people. We got two minutes left to the show, man. This is Blow Off Some Steam Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? What we do this here. Each and every day, something crazy go down here, man. It's just a nutty place, man. And, you know, that's real. I'd like to thank everybody for coming through, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the show. And give you shout-outs, man, websites or whatever contact information that you want to go ahead and spit out there. You can go ahead and say it now, forever hold your peace.
Hell yeah.
Projects, anything. Yeah, all right. Once again, shout-out to Miss Computer Lady, 186 Deuce. Pretty Cat, Ashwood. DJ Slow Motion. DJ
Well, I like your whole everything. It was cool. I had fun. It was real cool. I'll definitely be back on here again.
Yeah, we're going to be covering Spanish too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every week though, yeah, well, every month, you know what I'm saying, I focus on one language.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, next month we're going to do the French thing. We did Portuguese. What the fuck? Arabic. When we first started out, we already did the Arabic, you know what I'm saying, Shukran and Allah Afua and, you know, Al-Mahadera. So I speak a little Arabic, too, you know what I'm saying? That's the power of this radio station, you know what I'm saying? I ain't around just clowning for nothing, you know, trying to actually benefit, you know what I'm saying, from the power of radio. So we're going to get up out of here on my nigga Bobby Treacherous, man, you know what I'm saying? Came through and repped it last night, you know what I'm saying? New songs out there. And it's called All Flavors, man, because that's what I represent for, you know what I'm saying? All Flavors, man, of the world. You already know. Flawsome Steam Wednesday. Come back each and every day, man, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Tell a friend, check in. Yeah. That's real. Much love, man. Y'all hold it down. Remember, stay blessed and unstressed, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper and maybe he can cock all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems, like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo, they got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel, shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile, y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back, if y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back, I back it up though, please return the favor, I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. We'll be right back. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started.
What?
I'm already retarded.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest. Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got three stories. All I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house, we getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.